Rosh says in Ozayin, Shehei Nemon b'masoh b'matonoi b'diburoi. Person has to be reliable, has to be trustworthy in his maso matan, in his business dealings. And b'diburoi, a person commits to something, even just with a dibur alone, so he has to be a Nemon. He has to be somebody that the more talks about a person is m'chusar amono. Chazal are obviously not looking at favor with the person who's m'chusar amono. We spoke about this a little bit earlier. Rosh had about this a little bit earlier. Again, just talk about maybe a few points about it. So again, the point over here, the Rosh saying these are things which are arachayim l'mal. This is going to take a person to a different level of existence. Different level of existence. A person who understands that the tachlis is not to get ahead. The tachlis is not money. The tachlis is to do the right thing. He's a different person. It's not, you know, this person more careful, this person less careful. It's a different league. It's a different existence. It's, you know, a different focus in life. This person, his goal is to do the right thing. This person's goal is to make money. This person's goal is to be Mekadosh HaMishmaim. This person's goal is to advance himself. It's sort of worlds that we're talking about. So the Archaim L'mala, it raises you into a different level, a different world. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Ha'oros quotes a few Gemaras that... First is the Gemara in Yuma, in the last parak, the Gemara talks about the idea of a person who causes Shem Shemayim to be Misayah Val Yodah, that the Bresham's name should be loved because of him. We have to say, Esa Shem Elokecha, so one of the Pshat Gemara says that you should cause Shem Shemayim should be Misayah Val Yodah. People should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of you. And the Gemara says that a person who's Maso Matana Be'muni Mebriyas, they know this person's reliable. I mentioned to you the story of Ahaya told me that there was a person who lived back in Peoria that, you know, there was no lawyers. No contracts, not even a handshake. If he said something, it was good as gold. They knew it was going to happen. Tremendous Kiddush Hashem, what it meant that a Yid could take responsibility like that. The Morning Shabbos, the Morah says that one of the questions a person is asked after 120 years, he comes to Shemayim, he's asked, Nasosa v'nasata b'emuna. One of the questions, V'hoi emuna sitecha chesin yishuz chochum s'vadoas. So one of the questions that he's asked, Emuna, is Nesos of Nesat Emuna. Did you act with Emuna? He brings a Medrash Orolam, Kol Noisa V'Noisa B'Emuna, Kilo Kayim Taryag Mitzvah. A person who is an Erlich a person, he does what he's supposed to do, is if he's Mekayim all of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Now that's not a bad idea. If you can get away with Mekayim all of the Taryag Mitzvahs just by being an Erlich a Yid, and acting Erlich with other people. It's Kilo Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. I also give a Havon in that. There's a guy, and the guy says, in his Pirsa Mishle, that the tachas of the whole Torah is bitachin, and there's a misunderstanding of what bitachin is. Bitachin, people believe, you know, Russia's going to take it'll be good. That's not bitachin. Bitachin is that Russia runs the world. Bitachin is that a person who lives with the awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu running the world to the point that he has menuchas and nefesh. I'm not worried. I'm not the one in the driver's seat. You go on the Greyhound bus, leave the driving to us. You know, you sit back and you relax. It's trust. You trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu bus. You trust the driver. You go to sleep. You get in a car with somebody and you trust him. You know, you wouldn't get in the car if you didn't trust him. But there's trust and there's trust. You know, there's a trust. The guy you get in the car, you imagine you're so relaxed. He's a great driver, phenomenal driver. He knows what he's doing. You know, you don't even look where you're going. You don't even worry about anything. You know, fast, slow. He knows what he's doing. There's a guy that, you know, you're holding on to the side of the thing. You're trying to grab the wheel and you're trying to press your imaginary brake pedal. But you trust him, but that's not trust. The tachlis is menuchas hanefesh. I totally trust that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. He knows what he's doing. He's in charge. So I don't have to deal with, you know, this thing is not going to work out the way I want it to work out. It was with you. You're not the one who's in charge. You do what you're supposed to do. You're an employee. You have your expense account, and that's it. You have a job you have to accomplish in this world, and you have an expense account. The person gave you, he puts in your expense account exactly what you need for your job. You would like more money in your expense account. So that's the challenge. The person is totally the one. Everything comes from Kadosh Baruch. If a person can live that, total menuchas nefesh, so there's no temptation to try and take somebody else's, do something in Nishterlis. Why? What was Shulchan to want something which doesn't belong to him? It's not good for him. What Moshe Rabbeinu wants? Something which is going to. The Mora says a person takes gazel and puts it into his money. Not only does it you lose the gazel eventually, it destroys the money that you have to start with. So I want to take into my pile of wheat a thing which is going to cause the whole thing to rot. That's what gazel is. You have to be like ganz pole of sugar to take gazel into your hands. So why do we do it? Because Moses is Moses, but business is business. You know? Shulchan Aruch is, you know, a nice thing, but the bottom line, Rabbi, you gotta live. Different definitions of what living is. So a person, Neman Masama Matona, he lives the world of Bitochen. He's Neman, totally Neman. Summarily, he's Makayim Kol Torah Kula. So the tachlis of the whole Torah is that Rosh Hashanah should be real to you. Every single mitzvah is there to make the Bereshit part of your life. You're not this esoteric concept, he's not this philosophical concept, he's not metaphysical. He's here. Here and now. That is Torah. That's what it means living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what it means to be Nosu Nosu Be'emunah. That's the first question, according to the one Gemara. That's the first thing that they're going to ask you. Nosu Nosu Be'emunah. Because that's... I've read a lot of Shir Rambams in my life. Asking about my Rambams. I did a lot of chesed. Davening by me is Achmamish every day by davening. And sweet guy. Yeah, but listen, but business is business. You know, chakras is chakras. Chesed is chesed. And from 8:30 until 7, I have a different job. Moshe said, that's very nice, 20 hours a day, you take half and I take half. That's the arrangement. Where am I for those hours? You sit by the office and there's a temptation, you can cut a corner here, you can cut a corner here, you can do this, you can do that, there's so many things you can do. The person says, where was I? And the Dibura is not only the Kata Dibura, your airlift in the moment is, but Dibura, if you commit to something, the more says, the person committed to something. One of my rabbis says, we live in a throwaway society. So you can throw everything, there's no thing as a commitment anymore. So the wife's also, you can throw away your wife, you can throw away your business partner, you set out one yeshiva, said, Rabbi, you don't like that? Throw it out. Try something else, The Muslim commitment is a different world. There was a world of, a person committed to something, you said you're going to do what you do with. So my son once asked, Chazon Ish had a hakpada, you still was down Mincha Gedolah. You still Mincha Gedolah. One time, they were waiting for the minyan, it was getting a little bit late, and one of the persons said, he assumed the minyan was started on time. And he said he told somebody he's meeting with him a certain time after the minyan is over. So he says, okay, vice minyan. Because if we start davening now, we had a minyan finally. Now you're going to be late. You told somebody you're going to be somewhere. You told somebody you're going to be somewhere. I mean, this is the world of when you write an invitation to be there at 7:30. If you come there at 7:30, you're pushing. You have to head examine. Like, what's wrong with you? You're the fool to come on time. They asked me to come there. But you have to come fashionably late. Klapi chutz taka the right. You shouldn't look like you're a shaita ben ebrius, But klapi yourself, you're teaching yourself bad meters. Then you made a commitment to do something, and then I'll be there in a few minutes. English, a few minutes, a half an hour, 40 minutes, that's a few minutes. I'll take care of it today. Means within the next 3 days, hopefully. That's what the words mean. You say something, you don't mean it. So you'll mean to l'shenam d'aber sheker. Yeah, everyone knows what you mean, and I'll say, I understand. But you're a mechanic yourself, not to be honest. What do you need it for? What do you need it for? So, yeah, and you talk to come through, and I said, I never expected to do this. Okay, good, you never expected it. But that's not, I'm not doing it for you, I'm doing it for myself. It's not a bit on the chavis, it's a bit on the atzmai. You want to be a neman, you want to be a person, you want to be a defiant person, that you're a person that takes the chashivas of a statement and a deeper, and what it means. And a person who's like that, it's a mela, the rest of his whole being is different. You're a different person. You have a different type of life. Another, your person understands the cheshivas of commitments. Understands the deeper of a deeper. And that person is a different person. So the Rosh is saying that if you want to go take yourself up, he's never been maso, been matano, been deeper.